WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Allen Honda, your Central Texas Honda dealer. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Progress continues towards the start of a development of 1,400 homes and retail south of College Station. Brazos County Commissioners at this week's meeting approved an agreement for a municipal utility district, or MUD, at the site of the former Texas World Speedway. County Judge Dwayne Peters says developers of the Southern Point community needed county approval as part of their bond financing.
We're accepting the roads for that subdivision, but they will handle the maintenance or anything that might need to happen out there.
And who determines the road standards?
City of College Station. It's in College Station's ETJ. It's going through their platting process, and they are the ones that will accept those standards.
Commissioners also approved a $1.7 million contract to convert the former tax office in downtown Bryan into the county's new employee clinic and new elections administration department. The contractor has 7 months to finish the project once they get the go-ahead from the county's architect. Those for and against the high-speed passenger train between Houston and Dallas have released their positions following a state judge's ruling.
The group Texans Against High-Speed Rail states a judge's ruling means Texas Central Partners is not a railroad, so they have no authority under eminent domain to force landowners to open access to their private property for surveying purposes. TCP states the judge's two-sentence ruling only declined their request for summary judgment. The company, which considers itself a railroad, states they will show at trial they have the right to conduct land surveys without interference. While preparing for the trial, which is currently scheduled to start next July, TCP will continue to work with landowners in what they describe as a direct and respectful manner. Chairman of Texans Against High-Speed Rail, Grimes County Judge Ben Lehman, stated the Japanese should reconsider where they implement their train after TCP has been threatening and suing landowners, sending harassing letters, trespassing, and pushing option contracts without any proof of eminent domain. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A drunk driving charge against a member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents has been dismissed. According to Harris County online court records, prosecutors dropped the DWI against Tony Busby after he completed all terms of a pretrial intervention. Busby, who was arrested March 31st, has been out on bond with the condition of having an interlock device on his vehicle. College Station Animal Control received a report of a dog bite 3 days after it happened near Consolidated High School. The victim says he was bit on Christmas Day at Nueces Drive at Arbol Circle. Descriptions of the dog and the owner are online at WTAW.com. Anyone with information is asked to call College Station Police. 2016 will continue through January 3rd, at least as it applies to paying property taxes in Texas.
If you walk into my office on Tuesday, the 3rd, and you write a check in front of me, I'm still going to credit it and give it a posting date of December because that's what the statute says I have to do.
Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says property owners wanting the federal tax credit for 2016, you have until the close of business next Tuesday to make a payment.
And even if they're going to use the Dropbox, it must be in by 5 o'clock on Tuesday to receive that December credit.
Online payments can also be made at brazostax.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 59 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Allen Honda. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Holiday Hoops is back at Reed Arena. Tis the season of giving, and the Aggies are giving you discounted game tickets over the holiday season to experience the excitement of A&M basketball. Special Holiday Hoops pricing is available for all home Aggie basketball games now through January 2nd. Youth can attend a men's game for as low as $3 and women's game for as little as $2. For details on Aggie basketball Holiday Hoops adult pricing and games, visit 12thman.com/tickets today. Give the gift of Holiday Hoops to the Aggie fans in your life. Click on 12thman.com/tickets.
Good morning, it's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cold front pushing through the region should have the tents to help clear our skies a bit today. We'll turn partly sunny. It's going to be windy, and it's certainly going to be cooler. Temperatures today about 60 to 65. Clouds return tonight. Those will be around 40. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Temperatures up to 55 to 60. Scattered showers develop tomorrow night. Lows 45 to 50. And we'll likely see showers during Saturday with highs of 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, well, the Texas Bowl didn't go A&M's way. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin and quarterback Trevor Knight on the loss. Meanwhile, the A&M women's basketball team secured a win in their final non-conference game of the season inside Reed Arena. And in the NBA, the Spurs picked up another win over Phoenix in San Antonio. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're just not going to talk about it for a while.
So more people are up and can hear about it with us.
If you want to drop it out of the sports, that'd be fine.
That'll work.
Yeah. A New York City Uber driver boasting that he drove through 240 green traffic lights before hitting a red.
Nice.
Yeah, well, if he did, I mean, it's kind of like that story we had about how we created $41 billion worth or trillion dollars worth of stuff in the world. I mean, have we been following Noah around? Does he have a dash cam to show us this?
Does he have proof? Yeah,
it's another big fish story.
Video where it didn't happen.
Yeah, Noah Foreman achieved the feat during a 27-minute drive through Manhattan that started around 3:30 in the morning. Foreman, here it is. He did. He recorded his early morning journey on video.
But did he get all of them or just some of them at the end where he was so excited?
I don't know.
I didn't see the video, but that's what I thought it was.
Okay. The recording shows him slowing down to a crawl on some blocks to avoid hitting the red and taking numerous turns to avoid having his path forward blocked.
That doesn't count.
No. There was one time.
Did he have a passenger? I'd be mad if he was taking a different route.
Costed me money.
There was one time I was on 1960 and Houston, and I pretended like I didn't stop at all in the traffic because I just kept inching forward, forward. That's something
that
I did
feeling.
When I was 18.
Yeah, you know? I know that feeling going, at least I'm still moving. Wait, I'm still moving.
I didn't stop at all.
Yeah, exactly. He said, it seems like you go where... where the lights take you. No, that's not true. You go straight as long as you can, and then turn left when you have to.
Exactly.
That's the way you drive.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Transportation didn't immediately respond to a query about the viability of his claim. It's the second time that Mr. Foreman has attempted to catch consecutive green lights. 2 years ago, he hit 186 green lights in a row. You know, you're right, Chelsea. You don't want this guy as your Uber driver.
No, I see Noah pop up on my app, and I'm like, cancel the Uber. Yeah, find me a new one.
It's a hard pass.
Yeah, his mission is not to get you from point A to point B fastest. He's doing videos
it's
for us.
It's a green light order.
Yeah.
Come on.
Info.
Mation.
Yeah, because
instead of the Green Lantern, that superhero, he's like the Green Lighter.
There you go.
Well, I don't want my Uber driver slowing to a crawl just
that
so he
either.
Doesn't stop.
No,
you
isn't it
me?
Great? I missed all the red lights.
Yeah. Also, doesn't sound safe at all.
No,
I'm not stopping. Not doing it.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
Good morning, it's 6:14, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Boy, we're right here at the end of the year, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We're not working tomorrow, so we're going to be doing birthdays for about the next 4.5 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah.
It is day 364. We got two of them remaining. This is a big day, however, because today is the day that Texas was admitted to the Union.
Woo!
1845. We've thought about leaving.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah, it might be better if we did someday.
Some days I still want to.
That's right. Okay, and it's TikTok Day. I don't know what that means, but it's just TikTok Day.
Okay.
All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays for today. Let's see. Jane Levy is 27. She was on Showtime's Shameless and ABC's Suburgatory. Eric Berry of the Kansas City Chiefs, 28 today. Allison Brie, the beautiful Allison Brie, is 34. She was on Community, been in a number of other things. Danny McBride, he's hilarious. He's in all those Judd Apatow movies with James Franco and Seth Rogen and stuff. He is 40 today. Jude Law, 44. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Michael Cudlitz, who was on...
Kamish?
He was? Was he? No, that's a different guy.
No, that's a different Michael.
Michael Cudlitz was on soap opera with zombies. He was on Walking Dead.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, got offed earlier this season. Yeah, yeah. 52. Ted Danson, 69 today. Mm. Pretty cool.
He wears a wig.
Yeah, so they say.
Can you tell?
No, it's a pretty good wig, and you know he's changed colors, which is good. You know, he knew he needed to go to.
He was graying a little.
He wasn't going to be able to make it for long with that Cheers hair.
Sure.
John Voight, 78.
Oh, one of the few conservative Republicans in Hollywood.
Very cool.
He's in Ray Donovan, which is a pretty good show if you like violence.
Yeah. And Mary Tyler Moore. 80 today.
Oh, my. Wow.
She's making it through 2016.
Jeez. Yeah, well, hope
Brad,
so.
Brad.
Yeah, no kidding.
Brad.
Hey, I'll knock on wood.
Listen to him.
Just the other day when we talked about George Michael, he said, well, hopefully he's the last, and we've had two more in the last 2 days.
Yeah, don't be doing that.
Getting as many in as possible, apparently.
Right. Tomorrow is National Bicarbonate of Soda Day.
Okay.
Just whatever that
you
means.
Know. Yeah.
Sure.
And then also it's
Bacon
Day. Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, some say August the 31st.
I think you can celebrate it whenever.
I think that's probably there
I'm
are a
okay
lot of
with
people
it
who,
having 2 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or a lot of days.
Or a lot of days.
Even more than that. All right, and birthdays.
Birthdays for tomorrow. LeBron James going to be 31.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Much more accomplished than everyone else.
yes, he's
very
pretty good.
Rich man. Yeah.
Did you know he has apparently never touched a penny of his actual basketball earnings?
Oh, wow.
Everything he has spent has been endorsements.
Oh, man.
That's like good for him. That's good financial management there. All right.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think we were going to have to worry about him being at the shelter. But that is.
Hey,
good.
You've heard of more of crazier stories of people who make a lot of
money
who are all of a sudden in the
poorhouse. Without a doubt.
Ellie Goulding. Goulding is 29. Pop singer.
Yep.
Is it Goulding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods is 40 tomorrow.
Making a comeback.
Yeah.
Well, okay. One.
Making one.
We'll see.
Tyrese Gibson. R&B singer and model and actor. He's 37 tomorrow. Pretty cool. Let's see. Carson Wentz, who's a football player. He's 23 tomorrow. Okay. Katie Lotz from the DC shows on the CW is 29 tomorrow. Let's see. Who else do we got? I got to be honest. I wasn't prepared for the rest of the
day. Okay, that's fine. I got Susie Boggess, the country singer. She'd be 58.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Stuckey, who's the Paul of Peter, Paul and Mary, 79.
Matt Lauer.
Oh, Matt Lauer.
58.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeff Lynne, kind of like, you know his voice when you hear him. He's a 69. Sean Hannity.
Oh. Hey.
Hannity, 55.
There
55
you go.
On
cool.
Friday. James Burrows, the guy who brought his taxi, is 78.
Meredith Vieira, 62.
Oh, wow. Well, we all right. Michael Nesmith of the Monkees.
Oh, all right.
74.
Very
all right.
Cool.
And then
Sandy Koufax, 80.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of athletes there.
Lots of athletes.
That's Sandy Koufax and Tiger Woods and LeBron James. All right, now wait. And then we got, what else we got? Saturday and Sunday, is that
Sunday,
right?
Sunday, yeah.
Okay, Saturday.
Saturday.
Anthony Hopkins is 79.
Yeah.
Andy Summers of the Police is 74. Ben Kingsley, 73. Bebe Neuwirth, she's a Broadway star and then also played Frasier's wife.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. She was Lilith.
Yeah. Val Kilmer.
Oh.
Well, I saw a picture of him. He may not make it till the end of the year.
Yeah.
I'm saying. He's 57.
Donald Trump Jr.,
oh, no.
38.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. As well as Psy. You remember Psy, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure, we do.
YouTube star. Okay, can we call him that?
That's how people found out who he was. Okay, you got Sunday?
Let's see. Well, more on Saturday. Anthony Hopkins, 78.
Oh,
that's pretty cool, right? But let's see. Let's go to Sunday and see what we got for Sunday. Maybe I don't. Okay, go for it.
Don Novello, who was Father Guido Sarducci.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vern Troyer, who's a little short guy. Was
Mini-Me.
Mini-Me, that's right. Yeah, and Grandmaster Flash. Grandmaster Flash on Sunday is 59. And January is a whole bunch of, you know, this month, that month, but we'll do that on Monday. We'll have time for that. Now, all right, 620.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, we should have seen this one coming. New York Post reporting that Comrade de Blasio's administration in New York is offering counseling to help workers cope with the results of the presidential election. On a December 1st email, the de Blasio administration pointed to mental health resources that are available to workers who are feeling distressed or vulnerable following the election results. Quote, we have seen the concerns expressed on social media, and we are monitoring them closely, the email reads. And when asked about the email, de Blasio's press secretary said, quote, the post-election period has been anxiety-producing for so many people. When you throw the holidays into that, it can be a very difficult time for those coping with mental health challenges. Sounds like we'll have to send Mayor Comrade de Blasio and his staff some hot cocoa, crayons, coloring books, and therapy dogs.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So like many of you, I used to suffer from insomnia. No matter what I did, I simply couldn't get a perfect night's sleep. Then I met Mike Lindell. He is the inventor of MyPillow, and he got me fitted for my very own MyPillow, which has literally changed my life. And not only am I able to get to sleep now, but I stay asleep all night, every night, and guess what? You can too. Just log on to MyPillow.com or you can call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity and take advantage of Mike's two-for-one offer. Now, MyPillow is made in the USA. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It has a 10-year warranty, and you can even wash and dry it just like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Log on to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090 and use the promo code Hannity and get Mike's special two-for-one offer. And that means you can start getting the kind of restful, comfortable, deep healing sleep that you deserve. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity, or call 800-919-6090.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
It's okay with your money now. Sprint confirms what President-elect Donald Trump told reporters yesterday, that the telecom company will create or bring back 5,000 jobs, mostly in customer care and sales. Earlier this year, Sprint cut 2,500 jobs at its call centers. Trump also says Florida technology startup OneWeb has informed him it will create 3,000 jobs over the next 4 years. Forbes lists Europe's highest paid celebrities of 2016, and while the top 10 includes established acts such as U2, the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, and Adele, tennis stars Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic are in there, along with soccer standout Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal. But the highest paid celebrities in Europe, UK boy band One Direction. The 20,000 hurdle may just be too high in 2016. Futures are flat after the market's multi-week rally sputtered, taking the Dow down 111 points. The NASDAQ off 49, and the S&P slipping 19, the biggest dump across the board for the market since October. That's your money now.
Oh, this beautiful bouncy hair? Well, I don't show this to just anyone, but...
This is my shampoo stockpile from Ulta Beauty. That's right, bottles upon bottles of the best jumbo size shampoos and conditioners. My secret?
The secret's out. At Ulta Beauty, get up to 50% off hundreds of jumbo size shampoos and conditioners from salon professional hair care brands like Redken, Matrix, Paul Mitchell, and Pureology. These are the lowest prices of the year. So hurry in and stock up. Sale ends January 21st. Ulta Beauty. All things beauty, all in one place.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
Good morning, it's 626, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's your day of seasonal weather to enjoy, huh? 59 for a high temperature today. We do get some sunshine part of the day, but it'll be windy. North winds at 15 to 20, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. 42 for our low temperature tonight. Actually, tomorrow will be about the same, about 58 degrees. And then Friday night, some showers coming in here. We'll have a low of 50, 40% chance of rain. And actually, it's a wind shift back around to the south. Saturday, look at a high temperature of 70 degrees, and we'll have a 50% chance of, 60% chance of rain on Saturday. Then New Year's Day, 73 is our high. Maybe some rain on New Year's night, and then Monday we're looking at 72 and probably the same thing on Tuesday. Right now, winds are out of the north at 20, gusting to 28. We have fair skies and 59 out there.
On Wednesday, January 25th, from 7:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference presented by Wells Fargo, featuring keynote speaker Glenn Hager, Texas Comptroller. Hi, this is David O'Neill, Chairman of the Board with the Chamber, inviting you to learn about our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in all parts of our community. Wednesday, January 25th at the Hilton. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org. See you there.
This time of year, you might find yourself at work when other people don't have to be at work, especially today. A lot of people are off tomorrow. We're off tomorrow. So if you are one of those people who are stuck at work when it's an otherwise slow time, what do you do while everyone is out of the office? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. MentalFloss.com gives us a few options on what you can do to occupy some of your time when you'd otherwise be working with no work to do. Maybe you can clean up your inbox. If you're like most people, all those emails that you promised to respond to at some point get deprioritized during the year. Well, whenever you're at work by yourself, now is a good time to think about what kind of a system you could set up to prevent that from happening in the new year. Another thing you could do, invite a coworker to lunch. They're stuck there, you're stuck there. Might as well hang out, get to know them, mix up your usual routine, socialize with somebody new at the office. Building tighter work relationships is associated with being more happy in the long run. Maybe you want to set some new career goals or dust off your old resume. If you are working and you feel like you don't want to, maybe look for another job in which you don't have to work on those sort of holidays. Or maybe even look into starting a business of your own. That way, you'll be in control of your own hours, and if you're working on a holiday, it'll be your choice. The last thing you can do, take on a stretch opportunity. What's that? Well, if you have some sort of a paper you need to write or something that needs to be done later on in the year and you've been putting it off, now is the time to go ahead and catch up on those kind of things and do them now. You have the time, you have the focus, and you have the quiet to tackle them. Even covering for a different coworker than usual can help you stretch. It's easy to cover for colleagues who do similar work to you, but cross-training on a different job lets you learn new skills and see what you might be interested in trying over the long haul. These are all opportunities that you can take advantage of while you're at work today when others might not be. That way, you can feel a little bit better about having to be at work. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Most of your brain is busy doing things you are not aware of, which can affect the things you are aware of in some interesting ways. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Your unconscious mind is very busy.
About 95% of the energy that your brain uses goes toward unconscious processes, and the conscious processes only take up about 5% of your brain. So the unconscious is really what runs your body.
Leonard Mlodinow, author of the book Subliminal.
Everything from your heart beating to the way you get startled when there's a loud noise to an impulse you have, let's say, to buy a certain candy bar, or when you're buying a French wine versus a German wine. All these are influenced by unconscious processes that happen.
In fact, an interesting study to illustrate this took place in England,
where there was a grocery store that allowed researchers to play soft music in the background in their wine aisle, and they played on alternate days German and French music. And when they played the German music, two-thirds of the wine bought was German, and when they played the French music, two-thirds of the wine bought was French. And everyone either didn't remember hearing any music or denied that the music had any effect on their decision, but obviously it did. This is your unconscious mind at work.
What's interesting about these unconscious influences, says Leonard,
ceases to be effective when you're aware of it. So one way to overcome these things is to just be aware of them. So you still have those feelings that they create, even if you're aware of it, but then you know that it's happening and you can overcome it.
Tomorrow, how touching affects your unconscious mind. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Thanks to the calendar and a state law, property owners will have through the end of the business day next Tuesday to pay taxes and still receive federal income tax credit for making a payment in 2016.
Calendar falls a little bit different this year. The last day of the month is Saturday, and most of your federal and state offices have a holiday on Monday. So they're actually given until Tuesday to make this payment.
Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says payments when the office is closed can be made in the drive-through lane's night deposit box.
They just need to make sure that they're inserting the payment at the top of the drum so it comes in and we're able to receive it. We have had a bit of a problem periodically with people trying to wedge it in the bottom, and we can't quite get to those payments.
Online payments can also be made at brazostax.org. Sometime next fall, Brazos County's former tax office in downtown Bryan will reopen. That's after county commissioners at this week's meeting approved a $1.7 million contract to remodel the building to house the new Elections Administration Department and the county's new employee medical clinic. The contractor has 7 months to finish the project once they get the go-ahead from the county's architect. Commissioners also approved details of the county's first municipal utility district. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that involves the Southern Point Master Planned Community that is replacing Texas World Speedway.
For the developer to get refunds from bonding, it needed to be accepted by one of the governments. And since it's not in the city limits of College Station certainly didn't want to accept the roads. But we're accepting the roads, but But our contract with the MUD is that they will pay for any maintenance until they get it annexed by the City of College Station, so it's at no expense to the county.
Peter says the City of College Station will set the standards for the streets that are built in the development of 1,400 homes and a retail center. Differing opinions are released following a judge's ruling regarding the possible path of a high-speed passenger train between Houston and Dallas.
Texas Central Partners stated disappointment in the judge's decision to go to trial instead of ruling they should be given access to private property in Harris County to conduct a land survey as part of determining part of the route of their bullet train. A lawyer representing TCP added the judge made no decision whether the company is a bona fide railroad company. According to a news release from the group Texans Against High-Speed Rail, the judge's ruling means TCP is not a railroad and has no eminent domain authority. The president of the Leon County-based group, Kyle Workman, called on TCP to immediately cease their underhanded tactics to gain access to private property, as they have no right to demand access or coerce option contracts with private property owners. TCP's statement went on to say they will show in a full trial that state law, established for more than a century, clearly gives railroad companies the right to conduct land surveys without interference. According to TCP, the Houston trial starts next July. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
8 months after a member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents was arrested for drunk driving in Harris County, the misdemeanor charge has been dismissed. Tony Busby completed what prosecutors described as a pretrial intervention program. According to online court records, the case against Busby was reset 7 times following his arrest March 31st. The 48-year-old Houston lawyer, whose clients included former Governor Perry, was appointed to the Regents in 2013. Bryan Police has released surveillance video of an October burglary at a Westside business. Online at WTAW.com, you can see the video and find contact information if you recognize the person who broke into Traditions Oil and Lube on West Villa Maria. The suspect caused about $1,200 of damage and took various items. College Station police are looking for the owner of a dog accused of biting a man on Christmas Day near A&M Consolidated High School. According to the report, which was not received by animal control until yesterday, the victim was riding his bike on Nueces Drive when he approached 3 people with 2 dogs on leashes. The victim says one of the dogs got loose and bit him on the left forearm. He described the dog as brown and white, 30 pounds or less, with short hair. The owner is a white female in her 50s with reddish-brown hair, and the victim thinks her name is Lisa. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. Thanks to a WTAW listener texting the newsroom to tell us of an unexpected cattle roundup in Bryan yesterday morning. According to Bryan Police, the initial call came around 9:30 of 2 cows roaming in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision. 6 hours later, after hiring cowboys, the cattle were taken to the Livestock Commission. 2 officers and a deputy from the Brazos County Sheriff's Department spent part of their day with the animals. And if you're going to talk smack about somebody, you might want to make sure they're not sitting in the back seat.
An Uber driver in San Antonio learned that lesson the hard way. ESPN's Adam Amin says he and former Texas coach Mack Brown got into an Uber ride, and a short time later, the driver asked Amin what he thought of new UT coach Tom Herman, adding, quote, "Because Mack sure couldn't coach." Brown then said he sure couldn't. The driver whipped his head around and said, "You're Mack Brown." Coach Brown gracefully responded with, "Hey there." The driver ended up with a 1-star review. Chris Summer, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 59 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Brunham National Bank would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own 4-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brunham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Hey, it's 6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Cooler and drier weather slips into the region today, and that helps break up some of the cloudiness around the region. That's why we should be partly sunny today. We are going to be a bit windy, temperatures 60 to 65. Clouds will be rolling in tonight, lows near 40. Lots of clouds for tomorrow. Highs will be 55 to 60. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Showers continue on Saturday with highs of 65 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin and quarterback Trevor Knight on the Ags' loss to Kansas State in last night's Texas Bowl. Meanwhile, Randy Edsall has been named the new head football coach at UConn. And even without top scorer Kawhi Leonard, the San Antonio Spurs down the Phoenix Suns. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there we go. We got any P.E. Trump things today?
Let's take a look.
All right.
You know, I mean, I feel like we've always got, always got something.
He can come up with things.
He's thumb happy, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Thumb happy.
I'll have that element for you starting in the new year.
Oh, well, what's that? P.E. Trump?
Yeah, the Trump tweets.
Yeah.
So yesterday he tweeted, doing my best to disregard the many inflammatory President O statements and roadblocks. Thought it was going to be a smooth transition. Not.
I like that.
And then he followed that up about an hour later with, we cannot continue to let Israel be treated with such total disdain and disrespect. They used to have a great friend in the U.S., but ... in a second tweet, not anymore. The beginning of the end was the horrible Iran deal, and now this U.N. Stay strong, Israel. January 20th is fast approaching.
Well, all right. There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, he doesn't... And lately it's been one or two a day, but they've been very, very forceful.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, he's trying to take command of that. And that forceful thing is rather interesting in a story we didn't really talk about very much. We discussed it with Congressman Flores about, I think it was a week ago, mm-hmm. a week ago yesterday. He had been the chairman of the largest caucus, Republican caucus, in the conservative caucus in Congress, and he termed out. And so what he would do is the outgoing chairman of the Republican Study Committee and the incoming come and speak at the Freedom Institute, I believe is what it's called. And they videoed it, and it was out there, and it was interesting. And one of the things that he had said in that was that not everything lines up in the conservative point of view with the Trump administration. Well, there's this group called Breitbart, if you've heard of them.
Yep.
And they basically seized on that. And Politico did a story on it. And the story's about a week old, but to read you a little of it, in early December, Representative Bill Flores made what seemed like an obvious observation to a room full of conservatives at the conference in Washington. Some of Donald Trump's proposals, the Texas Republican cautioned, quote, are not going to line up very well with our conservative policies, end quote. And though he quickly added in that same sentence that there was plenty that the incoming president and GOP Congress could accomplish together, he had done enough to cause, well, as they called it, a poop storm, okay, basically rained down upon him. They had a headline which said, breaking, Representative Flores has crafted a plan to block Trump's immigration reform. Okay, so they really went over the line. Then Sean Hannity said on our radio station, he talked about the Breitbart post on his syndicated show and thus further riled people to the point that Flores was, this was one of the tweets, Bill Flores, get into the real Donald Trump way or we will burn your career down.
Whoa.
Until you are reduced to selling life insurance, tweeted one person.
Okay, first of all, what's wrong with selling life insurance?
Yeah.
Second of all, wow.
Yeah, and so what it's doing is it's pointing out, the purpose of the story is to point out that there are a whole bunch of Republicans that kind of are holding back now on criticism, because what Flores says was not really criticism. He's explaining there's not a perfect match, and there's not going to be a perfect match, no matter who's president.
Right.
And as Mark Sanford, who's now a congressman from South Carolina, said, nobody wants to go first. He received nasty phone calls and letters and tweets after he had penned an op-ed piece in the New York Times calling on Trump to release his tax returns. He said people are naturally reticent to be the first out of the block for fear of Sean Hannity, for fear of Breitbart, for fear of local folks.
Mm.
So he's kind of setting up this don't criticize me thing. Well, that ain't right.
Nope.
I mean, you need to be able to criticize your leaders. You can criticize your state representatives, your state senator, your congressman, your governor, lieutenant governor. And, yeah, you should be able to criticize your president as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're all not going to agree about this. But anyhow, we'll see how that's worked out, and we'll be talking to Congressman Flores next Wednesday about that. And I figure a lot of it will have blown over by then.
Well, and I just read something, and it just happens to kind of go with this perfectly, but it's a quote, and it just says, the biggest communication problem is we don't listen to understand, we listen to reply.
Oh, very good. Very good.
And yeah. I just, you know, that kind of resonates with a lot of things, but mm-hmm. especially with that is, you know, instead of listening and trying to understand the other person or the other side, we're just listening to see how we can best reply or respond in whether that's a negative or positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then we're no further down the road were when we had the other people
no.
in power.
Absolutely not.
If all you're doing is waiting to see what you're going to pounce on over what they say, then we're not better for that. So
mm-hmm.
if you're going to make America great again, that's fine. Now, for his part, Barack Hussein Obama, he's president for a little while longer. Anyhow, he is looking to ramp up sanctions against Russia. Now, what does that do? Well, that presents an interesting climate for P.E. Trump, because if he decides that he wants to increase sanctions on Putin, does the new president come in and then knock those back down, because then it looks like he and Pooty Poot are, you know, best buds, because mm-hmm. we've already heard they may be BFFs.
Right.
Or does he leave them in place and that makes Putin angry? So this is just, you know, this is just a little political game that they play, right?
Yeah.
Which we're all tired of, Mr. Obama.
It's not going anywhere.
If you didn't notice. Now, the other thing is that heard yesterday that Mr. Obama has already rented office space in the World Wildlife Fund building in D.C. He will remain in D.C. The former president is going to stay in the Capitol.
Uh-oh.
And it's always kind of been an unwritten rule that the former president does not criticize the sitting president. And it's pretty clear that Obama's not going to live by that rule anymore.
Yeah.
Nope.
So I guess who do you have to speak for the Democrats? I'm not saying that they've got anybody else who's really ready to take that podium. And what was interesting before is so many Democrats didn't want to look at running for president for fear that the Hillary Clinton machine would squash them like a bug. Well, will the former president, even though he can't serve again, even though he wants to, obviously, and thinks he could win,
mm-hmm.
do they feel that they need to be in fear of a former president? So that's something that the Democrats are going to have to struggle with a little bit as they get ready to go to the new term.
Or, yeah, but he can't. He can do no wrong, you know. And if he did do that, they would be like, that's exactly what he should do.
Okay, he can do no wrong. The Democrat Party, on the other hand, has a whole lot of building they have to do. They have to find
definitely.
A whole bunch of... I heard yesterday, during the Obama administration, on the state and federal level, Democrats lost 1,000 seats.
Wow.
Think about that. 1,000 Democrats are no longer in office on the state and national level from the time when Obama became president.
And how do you not connect that back to him?
Exactly. Yeah. That's, again, he may be personally
unlikable. I'm not saying it's all, right, and I'm not saying it's like that all 1,000 were his fault, but...
But the party hasn't risen while he's been in leadership.
No, not at all.
And he's going to stay because, after all, remember, He's smarter than all of us.
Of
all
course.
Right. 648.
Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox Home Comfort System. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget, so feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C. Now through December 31st, get 15% off any furnace. Get your free estimate today.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Warneman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
The newcomer to Texas gardening said, "What do I do with my plants in an average Texas winter?" And the grizzled old veteran Texas gardener replied, "I'll let you know when I see one." Yes, our winters are very unpredictable. We do have warm spells, though, during most Texas winters. And what do you do during those warm spells? That's what we'll talk about right after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. First and foremost, when you get a warm spell in the wintertime, do everything you can to hold back the new growth of the plants that shouldn't be growing. And that means you should wait to do any major pruning until February. Pruning stimulates regrowth, and you certainly don't want that happening when it's warm outside in January. That's especially a factor with evergreen plants like gardenias, oleanders, and Asian jasmine, but it's also a factor with semi-evergreen plants like roses. Wait until a date that's closer to the growing season to prune those plants. Of course, you have to be very careful not to wait too long. If you wait too long to prune your fruit trees or your rose bushes, you're in bigger trouble. Concentrate at this time of year on plants that are deciduous and dormant, like summer flowering shrubs and vines and shade and fruit trees. You can go ahead and start the fruit tree pruning now, but pruning those won't promote rapid regrowth if they're completely dormant, and most are. Many folks have new homes with bare ground during the winter. The bad news is that even though you have warm spells in the winter, there still is no grass that you can plant now. Now, some contractors will go ahead and plant Bermuda sod, and depending on where you are in Texas, it probably will make it through the winter. You just have to make sure you keep it moist, and you want to make sure that it's moist if it's going to get extraordinarily cold down into single digits. For example, that does happen in Texas, of course. You need to wait until mid-April or so to establish permanent turf if you want to be absolutely sure. Spring flowering bulbs are sprouting up all over Texas. Some of the early types are coming into bud and flower in South Texas. What can we do to slow them down? Well, relax, because in reality, there's almost nothing you can do. Don't be too concerned. Most bulbs will survive frost and even freezes without damage, especially if the buds are still green and tight. Mulch over their foliage if it turns really cold, but be careful that you don't bend or break the stems from the weight of the bark or the shredded tree leaves. If you have plants in bloom and you get a late freeze, you might want to get frost cloth and rig up some kind of an apparatus so that the frost cloth will not make contact, even with rain or snow, will not make contact with the flowers. Keep it away from them so it doesn't weight down, and you can get them through. They'll be fine. Take advantage of the mild days that occur and apply dormant oil, horticultural oil spray to scale-prone trees and shrubs. That's a very critical thing, and timing is of the essence. I'm Neil Sperry, the perils and the pitfalls of crepe myrtle pruning in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:55. Well, Kansas State was unbeatable against teams from Texas in the regular season, and that didn't change last night in the Texas Bowl. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the Aggies' loss.
We're thankful to these guys, the seniors, and really wanted it to be different tonight and send them out on a really good note because of how they've represented this program. Didn't get that done. And the message really was for the young players that this feeling that they have in that locker room right now, basically should, you don't forget that. And any time and how we go to work from here on out, the guys are coming back. This feeling should drive you even more.
A&M quarterback Trevor Knight completed 30 of 48 pass attempts, which matched Johnny Manziel's A&M Bowl record from the 2013 Chick-fil-A Bowl. His 48 pass attempts tied for the second most by an Aggie quarterback in a bowl. Here's Trevor Knight after the game.
You know, this whole week has been surreal for me. Looking back on my college career, it's been perfect. And a lot of y'all would think, why is it perfect? It's because I've been fortunate enough to go through the ups and downs, and you know, I have a faith that's helped me through that. You know, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has taught me how to be a man, a better teammate, and a better person through all those ups and downs. And I wouldn't trade one memory or one moment through it all. And so, you know, walking off that field for the last time, I wish it would have lasted forever because I don't want to leave this game yet. I don't want to leave college football yet, but you know, all good things come to an end.
The Aggs finished with an 8-5 record in 2016, the fifth straight season that A&M has won eight or more games. Elsewhere in college football, Randy Edsall is the University of Connecticut's head football coach once again, returning to the program he ran from 1999 to 2010 before becoming Maryland's head coach. Edsall rebuilt the Huskies and went 70-63 with five bowl appearances at UConn, but he was just 22-34 in four-plus seasons with the Terrapins before he was fired six games into last season. He replaces Bob Diaco, who went 11-26 in three seasons. Meanwhile, in A&M women's basketball, four Aggies scored in double figures as Texas A&M defeated Prairie View A&M in its final non-conference tune-up, picking up a 90-62 victory at Reed Arena. The women next take on Vanderbilt on Monday at 6 p.m. Pre-game will be at 5:45, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, tonight, the A&M men's basketball team takes on Tennessee at 6 p.m. at Reed Arena. Pre-game for that will be at 5:30, and you can catch that one on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In the NBA,
rebound Simmons with 3 seconds to go. Now he'll be able to dribble it out. The San Antonio Spurs do a much better job defensively in the second half. They've won their sixth straight at home. The final score from the AT&T Center. San Antonio 119, Phoenix 98.
LaMarcus Aldridge poured in 27 points and Tony Parker added 20 as the San Antonio Spurs thumped Phoenix 119-98 for their sixth straight home win. Pau Gasol finished with 16 points and 10 rebounds for San Antonio, which dominated the last 12 minutes after trailing by as many as 10 points. The Spurs gave Kawhi Leonard the night off due to a stomach virus. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Hey, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, called Skyline Communications. 775-2929. Well, end of the year, and it's supposed to be cold, and it's not. It's about as good as it'll get today and tomorrow. 59 for a high temperature today. It'll be kind of breezy, though. Remember, winds out of the south at 15 north, 15 to 20, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, 42 will be our low. Tomorrow, about 58 or so, and then 70 on Saturday with a 60% chance of rain. 59 right now, WTAW.